Now we come here to the sins of the congregation. And I read verses 13 and 14. And if the whole congregation of Israel sin through ignorance, and the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which should not be done and are guilty, when the sin which they've sinned against it is known, then the congregation shall offer a young bullock for the sin and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation. Now the victim for the entire congregation is the same as for the priests. A young bullock, again, is the most valuable offering. You see, the high priest represented the entire congregation before the Lord, and the requirement, of course, would be the same. Now, I think there's another lesson here. There is not only individual responsibility before God, but there is corporate responsibility. Now, will some of you folks hear me very carefully? God judges nations, and many people that maybe didn't participate in the sin of the nation, they're judged along with it. When Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 A.D., the whole nation went into captivity. That is something that happened. And when the Roman Empire went down, everybody went down with it. And friends, you and I are responsible. We're part of a nation today. And not only that, but God judges churches today, local congregations. I hear people say this, well, you know, my church has gone liberal, but I'm going to stay in and witness. Where'd you get that idea? That's not in the Word of God. May I say to you, if you are identified with that liberal church and a member of it, God will judge you right along with it. Don't get the idea today that you can separate yourself from that which you belong to. Your responsibility is an individual responsibility. And when that individual responsibility leads you to join up with something that's wrong, you'll be held responsible. This is a tremendous truth. The Lord Jesus, for instance, wrote to the seven churches of Asia in Revelation. It was to the churches. Every member of the church was involved. Now let me read verse 15, and the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands from the head of the bullock before the Lord, and the bullock shall be killed before the Lord. You see, the elders represent the nation, as the elders in Revelation represent the church. Now, the ritual here is identical with the offering of the priests. I'll not go over that again.